Our top story this hour. Iran and the International Atomic Energy Agency have had, rather in a joint statement, described their negotiations as, quote, very productive.
Delegations of the agency and the Islamic Republic of Iran had a very productive meeting covering past and present issues on the 28th and 29th November here in Vienna. Iran presented a new proposal on practical measures as a constructive contribution to strengthen cooperation and dialogue with a view to future resolution of all outstanding issues. Following the substantive discussion,
the two sides have also agreed to hold their next round of talks on the 11th of November in Tehran. Iran and the IAEA held 2 days of meetings at two different levels in the Austrian capital, Vienna. Iran's deputy foreign minister presented Iran's new proposal at a meeting with the agency's director general on Monday. The Iranian delegation was headed by Tehran's permanent representative to the agency, Reza Najafi, during the expert-level talks.
I believe with the submission of this new proposal by Iran, we have been able to open a new chapter of cooperation. The ultimate goal will be resolution of all remaining issues.
Iran's deputy foreign minister speaking there. Now, Mr. Kaveh Afrosyabi is an author and political scientist. He's with us on the line from Boston to share his thoughts with us. Mr. Afrosyabi, welcome. Now, we know that during the Iran P5+1 talks that was held in Geneva, we were hearing the same things. Iran with a new proposal, the other side saying that this time round everything looks different, and now we're hearing the term very productive. What do you think is different?
Well, it's not really different. They're actually very similar because we have a two-track negotiation between Iran and P5+1 on the one hand and Iran and the IAEA on the other, and these are parallel tracks that must move in tandem in order to break the nuclear stalemate. So the news from Vienna today is a very good and auspicious one because it indicates the beginning of the end of the problems between Iran and the IAEA, which is scheduled to continue right after the follow-up Geneva meeting in Tehran on November 11th. So if everything goes well and Iran and the IAEA succeed in finalizing the new modalities for cooperating, I think this will go a long way in resolving the nuclear stalemate.
So you say that this means Iran and the IAEA are getting closer to some kind of a conclusion. Do you know what that conclusion could be about in terms of the cooperation between the two sides?
Well, of course, the terms of the ongoing discussions are confidential, but based on what we heard from the Iranian envoy at the IAEA, Mr. Najafi, all issues are on the table, including the IAEA's request to visit the military facility at Khartoum. And I think that, you know, the various issues of concern by the IAEA are well known. They pertain to some alleged military studies and so forth. And Iran has now expressed willingness to address all these issues of concern by the IAEA in a balanced manner within the framework of its safeguard agreement with the IAEA.
And quickly, before we leave you, Mr. Afrosyabi, we know, of course, that the issue of enrichment is something that's talked about a lot. Iran has been saying all along that is something it's not willing to forego. So do you think we're going to see Iran's uranium enrichment continue with the supervision of the IAEA?
Absolutely. Iran is within its right to have access to a peaceful nuclear fuel cycle, and there's no legal bar to that. Of course, with respect to, you know, certain confidence-building measures on a temporary basis, Iran may show its goodwill by halting the 20% enrichment and so on. But the issue of enrichment is not on the table with the IAEA, it's only with the P5 plus one. But if Iran and IAEA break their stalemate and finalize the deal, then this will create the positive environment for, you know, a breakthrough at the multilateral talk. With respect to the enrichment issue, we have seen some, you know, things from the Iranian lawmakers recently with respect to 20% and so forth. But the ball is really in the Western government's lap in order to show the good faith negotiation so that the whole issue could move forward.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kaveh Afrosyabi, author and political scientist with us there on the line from Boston with his thoughts.